B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. A couple of frat guys from Abilene drove out all night to see Robert Earl Keen at the K-Pig Swine and Soiree dance. They wore baseball caps and khaki pants. They wanted cigarettes, so to save a little money, they got one from this hippie that smelled kind of funny. And the next thing they knew, they were both really hungry and pretty thirsty, too. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. Found a store with the sign, said their beer was coldest, so they sent in Brad, because he looked the oldest. He got a case of beer and a candy bar, walked over to where all them registers are, laid his fake ID on the countertop. The clerk looked, he turned, he looked back up, he stopped. He said, son, I'm not going to call the cops, but I'm going to have to keep this card. The guys both took it pretty hard. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. Oh, how happy we would be had we only brought a better fake ID on this B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. They found this other old hippie named Sleepy John. He claimed to be the one from the Robert Earl Keen song, so they gave him all their cash. He bought them some brew. It was a beautiful day out in Santa Cruz. They were feeling so good, it should have been a crime. The crowd was cool and the band was prime. They made it back up front to their seats just in time so they could sing with all their friends. They say the road goes on forever and the party never ends. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Yeah.
Credit complications in the checkout line. It's an awkward situation almost every time. They keep your card behind and they keep your groceries too. Yeah, they do. You try telling everybody it's a terrible mistake, but you can tell they don't believe that's true. It's written all over you when you're broke. I hung my head down as I walked out the door. I'm never ever going back to that store. They treated me like a bum in front of everyone behind me in the line. It was all my friends and neighbors looking at me like I'd committed some kind of crime. I guess you ain't worth a dime when you're broke. Why, if I had money like I did in my day, just out of spite, I think I'd give it away. I thought it didn't even matter anyway, and the more I thought, the madder I got. By the time I got home, I was seeing red. I pulled a gun up out from under my bed. I put a sock on my head, and into the night I flew, away I flew. The next thing I know, I got blood on my hands, but I've got money in my pockets too. You never know what you'll do until you do what you do when you're broke. Now if I had money like I did in my day, I'd buy a car and drive us far away. Of course you know I've got this debt to pay to society. Honey, wait for me. With good behavior, I'll be out in 7 years. Don't worry over me or shed any tears. I've learned a lot in here and I know what a chance I blew. The next time I won't make the same mistake. I'll shoot the camera out too. I'm learning all kinds of things you can do when you're broke. When you're broke. When you're broke. Don't shoot guns. Don't be violent. 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 That's the Australian version. They say 3% of people use 5 to 6% of their brain. 97% use just 3% and the rest goes down the drain. I'll never know which one I am, but I'll bet you my last dime. 99% think we're 3% 100% of the time. They say 65% of all statistics are made up right there on the spot. 82.4% of people believe them, whether they're accurate statistics or not. Now, I don't know what you believe, but I do know there's no doubt. I needed another double shot of something 90 proof. I got too much to think about. Too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt. Too much to think about, They say 74% of everything you're learning in college is a bunch of bullshit you'll never need. 83.4% of everything you got, you bought to satisfy your greed. Because 91% of the world's population links your possessions to success. Even though 88% of the wealthiest 1% of the population drinks to an alarming excess. More money, more stress. It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt. It's too much to think about. We'll pick it then. All right. Say 74% of all statisticians truly hate their fucking jobs. The average bank robber lives within, say, about 20 miles of the bank that he robs. There's this little bank not so far from here that I've been watching now for a while. Seems like lately all I can think about is how bad I wanna go out in style. It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt. It's too much to think about. Hey, hey, it's too much to think about. Amen, it's too much to think about.